Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Irene Alvarez, A-L-V-A-R-E-Z. This is 388 PAPS, P-A-P-S-T, Orland, California, 95963, phone 530-519-7142. ID XXXXX2852, date of birth 1/26/1971, 51-year-old, married, regional manager. The insurance is Anthem Blue Cross, pharmacy is CVS Orland, it's address 2. Dr. James Corona, C-O-R-O-N-A-M-D. Internal medicine / primary care. Walker, W-A-L-K-E-R, Street, Suite Number 2, Orland, California, 95963, phone 530-865-6430, fax 530-865-6438. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation with history of recent seizure, subparagraph, history of remote seizure disorder, previously stable on Dilantin medication with some findings of cosmetic disconfiguration, subparagraph, medication tapered over a period of time, new paragraph, recent breakthrough seizure. New paragraph, dear Dr. Corona, thank you for referring Irene Alvarez. New paragraph, Irene was seen today in the office accompanied by her husband, who is a PG&E field engineer. New paragraph, as you may remember, Irene suffered a breakthrough convulsion for no apparent reason. Except for her remote history of long-standing seizure disorder, treated previously with medication with no breakthrough seizures for more than 20 years. Subparagraph, by her report, she slowly and progressively tapered off the Dilantin medication after her pregnancies, suffering no further convulsions. New paragraph, more recently, she suffered a seizure episode at night and was evaluated, including CT imaging at the emergency department, which was unremarkable. New paragraph, her more recent diagnostic studies, including electroencephalography, with overventilation and photic stimulation, and MR imaging the brain were unremarkable other than a few moderately sized ischemic frontal lesions on the in the white matter on the MR imaging without enhancement or edema. New paragraph. Today she's alert, oriented, pleasant, and appropriate. She's new paragraph. She expresses her concern about side effects she's experiencing on her anticonvulsant regimen. Subparagraph. She was initiated on lamotrigine with Vimpat, and tapered the gabapentin after she developed some visual blurring. Subparagraph, by her report, ophthalmology evaluation identified some vascular dysfunction near the optic nerve. Subparagraph, she's due to see the ophthalmologist today for follow-up. Subparagraph, the MR imaging procedure that was most recently done at Enloe/North Valley did not do an orbital or vascular evaluation. New paragraph. In review of the common pharmacological literature, lamotrigine can be associated with visual blurring, and for that reason, they tapered and stopped the Lamictal medication. New paragraph, she's continued on Vimpat, 50 milligrams twice a day, but reports that this makes her drowsy and for that reason is unpleasant. New paragraph, her neurological examination today appears to be within normal limits. New paragraph, in consideration of this history and presentation and her current findings, I have suggested that we reinitiate a general anticonvulsant such as Keppra, 250 milligrams twice a day, increasing to 500 milligrams twice a day after 2 weeks, and consider tapering the Vimpat medication. New paragraph, she suffered no further breakthrough or nocturnal seizures. New paragraph, I would anticipate in this process that readjustment of her anticonvulsant regimen to a agent that is not associated with uncomfortable side effects will be much more acceptable for her continued therapy. New paragraph, today we discussed potential side effects of the Keppra medication, including agitation, for which she would contact us to stop the medication should she have side effects. New paragraph. We also discussed discontinuation of the Vimpat on a routine basis with oversight. New paragraph. I'm scheduling her for a follow-up appointment, and I will send a follow-up report when I see her in review in a few weeks. Signed with my professional signature.